for just one corporate job, only 4 to 6 people will get an interview for every 250 that go in as far as resumes go. That's crazy just to even get a shot. Those are not good odds. The fact is, you need a real person advocating to a real employer that has a real job. And that's where Express Employment Professionals come in. Express is your local resource to help you get a new job. Express has more than 18,000 jobs available weekly. That's 18,000 jobs that need to be filled right now. Find your nearest office at expresspros.com. And Express never charges a job seeker to help find employment. Your locally owned Express office can connect you with available jobs in your community. On expresspros.com, you'll find jobs in manufacturing, accounting, customer service, information technology. Visit the nearest Express office today to speak with hiring professionals connected to the available jobs in your community. Visit expresspros.com to find a location near you. Expresspros.com.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Good morning and welcome to Tuesday's show. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
Police say a man walked out of a jewelry store with a 1.82 carat diamond worth $27,000. They have the surveillance video. He walked in the store. And he had been there a few days earlier asking about this engagement ring. Goes back in. Said, let me see that ring. So he said, hey, put it on my hand. Hey, put my hand. I want to see what it looks like on a hand.
Yeah.
And he just bolted out of the store. Jumped into a car. They've got the license plate, except they're paper license plates.
How tricky. Oh.
The store owner's like, we're never going to catch them. Like, that's a thing where people are just putting rings on and then running out of the store.
I can't believe that worked.
I can't either. Like, if you put a ring on, they should lock you in a cage. Like,
yeah.
You get to put the ring on, but you have to stand in the cell.
Step into this cage.
Yes.
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people, doing cool things.
It's ICU.
Listen to this one, Amy. Williamson Cookson started painting a house in Salina, Kansas. And so he's painting the house. And before he could finish it, they said, hey, you have to deploy. So they were sent into Kuwait with the Kansas Army National Guard. House halfway painted. He leaves.
Okay.
40 students from the Salina Technical College went out, and they painted his whole house. And then when he came back, it was done.
They did not.
Yeah. Oh, wait, wait, wait. He's not back yet. When he gets back, he doesn't... Wait, I might have ruined it.
I hope he doesn't listen to our show.
Oh, he doesn't listen to our show over there.
Yeah. No, that's Salina. So awesome.
By the way, William Cookson, thank you for serving.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, to the 40 students at Salina Technical College that went out and painted that house...
Legit.
Yeah, well, I see you. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond in the Northeast. Around 1 million people are still without power due to down power lines from the storm. There's a lot of flooding as well. Officials are saying if there's water running on the road, don't drive across it. In sports, Game 6 of the World Series is tonight. Astros lead the Dodgers 3-2 in the series. And finally, happy Halloween. Be safe out there trick-or-treating.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
I don't think this is a terrible idea. It made the news because it's novel, but this couple, they made each other sign contracts that they wouldn't watch shows ahead of the other person. And their show now is Stranger Things.
Mm-hmm.
So they wrote a contract out that said, I will not go ahead of you, even secretly, and watch the shows. Which I think is a great idea if they'll both hold to it. Would you sue, though? Because I probably would. Just prove point. Yeah, yeah. But you and your husband, do you guys watch anything and you have to stay together?
Yeah, and I have definitely watched ahead of it. I didn't have a contract.
What shows?
I'm trying to think back. Back when Homeland was, we were really into that, and he would be gone, and he would come back, and I would try to be like, yeah, 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 let's start. And then I would try to act like I hadn't watched any of it, and then I would, like, he could see it all over my face. I was like, okay, fine. I'm rewatching this with you. He's like, why do you do that? Why do you do that? I was like, I couldn't wait.
There aren't any other shows you can watch. Like, till death do us part.
I'm telling you, that's back when Homeland was hot.
You know what? I haven't even watched the last season of Homeland.
I've started it. I haven't finished, and I really don't have the desire to.
Once Homeland started to be like the kindergartner crayon trade, like they had run out of every other option, I was like, you know, I think we're done.
Ooh, another one I did that with was Breaking Bad.
You watch it ahead of them?
Watch a little bit ahead.
I say this, the benefit of being lonely all the time is you don't have to watch shows all you want. many as you want.
Okay.
I just binge them like crazy.
Yeah.
Me and all my friends on my TV shows.
Yeah. Responsible for anybody else.
Just me.
Yeah.
I'm just doing me. This story about the couple. So the contract mentioned if either of them saw a spoiler, that they have payments they'd have to give each other, like as in gifts.
Yeah. I like this.
Yeah, I guess. Eddie, you and your wife, do you guys watch shows together?
Yeah, right now we're watching This Is Us, and so we can't get ahead because we DVR everything. We don't watch it live, so yeah, no getting ahead on that one.
Do you let the two kids watch This Is Us?
No, I think, one, because our time to watch TV is once they're in bed. So that's, I guess, the main reason. But two, I think there's some heavy stuff in there that I probably don't want them watching.
I feel like it's a safe show.
Pretty safe, but they get pretty serious with life stuff, and they're still. I still have little kids, man.
Your kids are like 14.
No, 9 and 4.
Lunchbox, you and your wife.
We cannot go ahead in Survivor or The Challenge. If there's two or three, or Are You the One? Those are ones we cannot. And when we were watching Parenthood, that was another one we watched together, and we had to wait for each other.
The shows that Lunchbox and his wife watches seem like YouTube clips to me, not shows.
And they seem like his shows, and she's just
yeah.
doing it.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Like, don't worry, she's probably not going to watch ahead.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, time for your positivity. Around the room, bring me that good news.
Tell me something good.
Amy.
A 13-year-old girl from Ohio has raised $18,000 for Susan G. Komen by selling her custom-sewn coffee cup koozies. Her mom got diagnosed with breast cancer. She knows how to sew, and she was like, you know what? I want to do something to give to breast cancer research. So she started making coffee koozies.
And people started buying them. I bet they're quality koozies, but two, I bet word got out, and people just wanted to help.
Not only did word get out, but Walmart picked up part of her line, and they're going to start selling it, which is going to lead to more money going to research, which is amazing.
That's cool.
She's 13.
I got one for you in San Antonio. Her name's Anna. She was there, and she was waiting behind an old man, and she didn't take the video. She didn't post it. Someone else did. And he's trying to swipe his card, and it's like, decline. He's like, I have no other money. And so this woman goes up, Anna, who they found her through the news, and swipes it, says, I got it, and lets him go about it, and just walks back to her place in line.
Wow.
And she didn't, again, it's not her putting the story out either.
Right.
And that's the kind of little thing, man.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Lunchbox, you're up.
Harvey is 95 years old, old dude, and for the last 65 years, he has a mile route that he walks twice a day to stay in shape. Well, neighbors have noticed 95-year-old Harvey's having a little trouble. You know, he gets tired on the walk now. So now they put chairs out along the route so old Harvey can take a break when he's out walking.
I love it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones Show.
What happened? You're on hold with somebody?
Yeah, I'm on hold with their company. And you know how there's an automated recording sometimes?
Why were you calling our company?
Because I couldn't access my work email.
Okay.
And nothing was working online. No support help desk like I could do there. So I was trying to speak to a human. I needed a human. It's all I needed. And I kept getting an annoying operator.
Please listen carefully as our menu has changed. If you are an iHeartMedia employee, please press 1. If you are a Clear Channel Outdoor employee, please press 2.
That's my
voice. That's you, dude.
You are the annoying operator, and I could not get rid of you.
Oh, my goodness.
There's more.
I didn't know I was the voice of this.
You don't remember doing that? Press 1.
How do you record a phone call? How'd you do this?
Well, I has called it from another phone and then used my phone to record him.
Ah, smart.
I need a human because I need to change my password. Bobby.
For radio broadcast or stream outages or broadcast system support, please press 4.
Oh, you're like, I know you. Hey.
There's more. I like him like trying to yell at you.
To hear these options again at any time, please press the pound key.
Bobby.
If you're experiencing longer than usual wait times, please try again later.
If you need to reset your password,
no, Bobby.
Please hang up.
That's
it was
funny.
Just funny to actually, I've never known the voice that's like speaking the options to me, and I was just so irritated with you. You weren't even really there.
Don't worry. I feel the same way about you a lot of times.
Oh.
Yeah. How about this? How about this?
Okay, how about
I that? Think that who's updated their phones?
Me?
Oh, not me.
No, I haven't in like 281 weeks.
Do you think the same theory?
Siri's sexier. Her voice is sexier.
Oh, goodness.
No, I have an Australian dude.
Oh, whoa, okay. You're already on that, huh? But they've like, Siri sounds like hot now.
Oh.
Yeah, there's a new one.
Oh, okay.
It's same voice, but they've like made her more human.
Hmm.
Yeah, never mind.
AI.
Forget I said that, right?
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Florida. A father has been arrested after he let his 13-year-old drive, and he drove his car right into a pond. His dad was trying to teach him how to drive, and he said, yeah, go ahead, take the wheel.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
13-year-old left the road, right into a pond.
Did they get out?
Oh, yeah, they got out. They're okay, but they got charged with child endangerment.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because he let
Oh, man. I bet that didn't happen in, like, the country.
Nope.
Because the cop had been like,
I understand.
You know what? Live and learn.
Right.
Wow.
So you lose a car and you go to jail. I'm Lunchbox. Wow. That's your Bonehead story of the day.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Someone was asking me that we all have something we're known for. What is it? So if we were to start with Amy, just one thing. What's Amy known for? Lunchbox.
Her heart.
Wow.
Well, that's nice, Lunchbox. Wow.
That's what you guys always say is Amy's heart. She's nice. She's kind. And she has the, I guess, biggest heart is what you say. So I would say her heart.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm shocked.
I would say Amy's known for being friendly.
Good.
Yeah. That's just the most, because I mean, there are a lot of other little things. I would say, that yeah, two positive answers there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Lunchbox, Amy, what's Lunchbox known for? Lunchbox is, sits to the right, you know, loud, the obnoxious guy. What's he known for, Amy?
You said he's known for being loud.
Oh.
That's the first thing that came to mind. Was
obnoxious.
The crazy guy, obnoxious, loud. But, yeah, it's funny.
One thing.
Okay.
I think Lunchbox is known for being dirty.
Good one.
And not dirty as in like filthy mouth, but like dirty as in he hoards at his house.
Yeah, hoarder.
He is the one that made the rule of no eating in the studio because he made the carpet disgusting. His car is full of garbage.
You can barely get in.
I mean, good dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Solid dude.
But
got a heart.
Your word was loud and mine's dirty.
Okay. Not bad.
Okay, let's come around to me. What's the one thing I'm known for? Lunchbox.
Geek.
A geek, huh?
Yeah, like a nerdy dude. Like, you know, kind of like, you know.
You
like,
do nerd out.
Yeah, you nerd out a lot, and you're just kind of dorky. I wouldn't put you in the cool category.
Oh. Well, that's kind of rude.
Well, no, it's not rude. It's just like you don't try to be cool. You're just you, but you're just kind of dorky. You're a quiz bowl captain, so you're just kind of on the nerdier side of things.
Okay, Amy, what's the one thing I'm known for?
Grindr.
The app?
Whoa.
No.
Not bad dance moves?
No, like work. Like your work app, like you grind it out. Like
why
don't
you just say hard worker then? Is that a grinder?
Why was it associated with the app? Okay, fine. Hard work.
I appreciate
hard worker.
That. Thank you
like,
very much.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing. She's like, what do you know for? Tinder? You mean the app? No, your heart. No, well, yeah, but then you get...
Y'all, I did not even think of the app until it came out of my mouth. And I was like, oh, yeah, there's an app called Grindr, which you would not be on.
Okay, thank you.
I don't think...
You don't even, you never know. I've been saying, hey, lonely, I'm so lonely.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show.
I have this big bruise on the inside of my leg.
It's huge.
I'm just getting old. First of all, I'm sore from doing Raging Idiots shows. My back hurts.
Yeah, I don't know how y'all do it.
Eddie, are you hurting?
All the time, man. Every weekend we do this stuff, man. It's hard getting out of bed. My back hurts.
We used to rock and roll.
Do, but I guess you're just sore and achy after.
And then I was boxing, and now I'm learning, because I didn't tell you about me kind of getting cornered in my Jeep. And it was kind of weird for a second, and nothing happened. But this dude was like, hey, it scared me a bit because I thought I was going to have to fight. And I don't want to fight anybody.
Okay.
I'm only learning to fight in case I have to fight. And I'm only learning to fight then in case I have to fight and then run. So don't think I'm ever going to go, all right, time to square up and get into some action. What I'm really trying to do, why I've been boxing, why I've been fighting, is if I've got to defend myself, it's defend and then get out. And so I was somewhere, dude recognized me, came up to me. It wasn't a pleasant situation. Ended up being fine because I got in the Jeep and drove off. But I've been learning other things, not just the boxing. I've been lots of knees and kicks and things you do if you're in close quarters.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was getting kneed in my leg, being taught how to do it. I've got this bruise is purple.
Yeah, it's big.
And it's purple. And I had no idea that that's, I mean, you said you got it from boxing, but I didn't know that you were practicing stuff like that because I had no idea about this Jeep cornering situation.
Nothing happened bad. Nothing happened bad.
Okay.
I've had bad things happen, but it just scared me and I was like, okay, I have to learn how. Because I was up against my Jeep and this dude came up to me and I was like, oh, what if I had to like get out of the situation?
Right.
So anyway, my leg hurts pretty bad. My back hurts. My neck hurts. My elbows. Everything hurts.
But hopefully you'll be able to defend yourself.
Time marches on. Well, listen, I'm not. I'm also hurting from the Raging Idiot show, man. That being said, Mick Jagger, that whole, and he's an old dude. Mick Jagger is 74. He's now dating a 24-year-old.
Whoa. That's
50 years.
That's cool. A lot. That's a lot. Too much.
Is it?
I mean.
But here's a guy who's never had to mature. We talk about Justin Bieber. Mick Jagger hasn't had to mature emotionally because he's, as soon as you start to have everything handed to you, that's where your maturation stops. He said, boop. Yeah, you're good. Everything starts to be handed to you. You don't have to grow anymore because it's all there.
Yeah.
So he's basically like a 25-year-old who's 75. It's still creepy. Like, imagine.
Yeah, my dad's 75. Ew.
Hey. What if he brought home a 24-year-old?
I would be like, ew.
Yeah, Mick Jagger's still rocking it, man.
Ah,
a 70.
He doesn't. Yeah, but he doesn't look. I mean, I haven't seen him in person, but in pictures, he doesn't look 75, does he?
Yeah, he looks.
But look at him compared to my dad. They
look
totally
different. Your dad might look younger.
No way.
Your dad has some meat on his bones. Mick Jagger's like tiny and.
But he still dresses real hip. He's like a.
That's
rocker.
Why he dresses like a 25-year-old.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Bobby Bones Show. Happy Halloween, everybody! I went into the bathroom, and I'm always amazed by guys that do this. And I ran into another one. There's a guy who stands at the urinal and drops his pants all the way down.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even witness that, but that just doesn't make sense to me.
I don't get it.
Like, why would you want your pants on the bathroom floor? And then why not? You have this such easy access with the zipper.
I know.
Are they wearing pants with no zipper?
No, I don't think so. It wasn't like a full bodysuit for Halloween either, was the thing. Hey, it was yesterday even. And so, yeah, I saw a guy just... everything on the ground, pants and underwear. You walk in, it's just like cheeks.
Yeah, I don't get that.
Like, why are you doing? So that happened. Let me ask you this: who in this room, you know, of us four right here, would you say has the biggest circle of friends? Like, just more friends. Who's the number one ranker?
Yeah, I got it.
Eddie,
Amy, for sure.
No, I feel like Lunchbox has a lot of friends we don't, like, know about.
Yeah, I'd say.
Like, soccer and all these people.
You think it's you, Lunchbox?
I would say me.
Really?
Yeah.
Then Amy.
Yeah, then Amy. Eddie. Then Eddie. And then, like, then everybody else. And then, like, my dogs. And then Eddie's dog, Amy's dog, and then Bobby.
Oh.
Dang.
But, I mean, we're all your friends.
Yeah,
we're
so
I'm that low?
Oh, yeah.
You're not. You're
above
the dogs.
Some friends.
Yeah, you have friends.
Yeah, every friend I have is on my payroll, by the way.
Well, that's weird.
I know, that's why it's hard to, like, we got to figure that out.
Well, here's the story. The smarter you are, the less friends you have.
Oh, I knew there was something to this. I knew it.
Oh, I don't have that many friends.
I don't really have any good friends. I just kind of act like I have friends.
Yeah.
I really don't. Instagram lies. Sometimes it just seems like you have friends.
Researchers found that intelligent people are less likely to be satisfied socializing and having strong social networks.
Oh, well, that's true. You can have
Dang
that.
Dang it.
You'll give me that? You give me the sadness?
I'll give you that.
The smartness?
Mm-hmm.
Nice little trade-off.
I don't know if it's a nice trade-off, but it seems accurate.
You win.
Tuesday top five. Here we go. These are the top five songs in country music right now. At number five, hit me with some Kane Brown, please.
What if the sky falls, or the sun stops burning? We could worry about them what ifs till the world stops turning, or I could kiss you. What if you liked it? Well, we ain't ever going to know unless
number
we
Number four. Fix a Drink from Chris Jansen.
Well, I can't fix that, but I can fix a drink.
Number three, Carly Pearce, Every Little Thing.
Every little thing, I remember every little thing.
Yep.
The hide.
At number two, Thomas Rhett, Unforgettable.
That mango reel you were drinking in that cold play song that you were singing. And I bet right now you're probably thinking that
and your number one song for a second week in a row, Luke Combs, When It Rains, It Pours.
Then I want $100 on a scratch-off ticket, bought 2 12-packs and a tank of gas with it. She swore they were a waste of time, but she was
there you
wrong.
Go. There's your big five songs right now in country music. Congrats to Luke Combs again for another number one.
Yeah, the Bobby Bones Show.
Happy Halloween, everybody. Try not to laugh, okay?
Okay.
Little assortment of Halloween jokes before we get to jokes later in the morning, Corny. Are you ready?
Ready.
What do you call a spooky burrito?
What do you call a spooky burrito?
Burrito.
Okay. Okay, okay, okay.
Okay. Why does Adele cross the road?
Why does Adele cross the road?
Because she wants to say hello from the other side.
Okay. Hmm. I delivered that differently.
Oh.
Here we go.
Uh-oh. I would have said she crossed the street so she could say hello from the other side.
That's better. That's better. You nailed it.
Good critique.
That's better.
Okay.
I know whenever I've been, that's, you
right.
Got it.
Yeah.
And you actually nailed that key.
It's in my wheelhouse.
Yeah. What's a ghost's biggest fear?
What's a ghost's biggest fear?
Getting scared sheetless.
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I like it.
I just got a bunch of these off a website. It's Halloween and.
Oh, I write my own. That's weird.
You do not write your own. I knew a claustrophobic astronaut. He really needed space.
Good one.
Thank you. I am done with that. Here we go. The top five grossing horror movies of all time. And number five, The Conjuring. Anyone seen that?
No.
Yeah. Mike D's seen every one of these, by the way.
No way.
I start to read these. Well, Mike D, our
he's
a movie guy. And so how good's The Conjuring?
One of my favorites, yeah.
What's it about?
Like a demon possesses a house.
Just a house, not a human?
A house, and
I just move out. All right. Later, dude.
Bye.
That's the least scary movie ever. Well, we just called Johnson Moving Company and got out of there.
Burn the house down.
Is that what happened? They burned the house down?
Yeah, they
did. Oh, okay. Number four, The Blair Witch Project, 1999,
yeah.
Which was legit.
The good
back
one.
When we were,
yeah.
We thought it was real. We thought it was a documentary for a minute.
Right.
Yeah. I went to the theater. Well, should we not ruin it for people?
It's 1999.
Oh, it's so old, Amy. You're fine.
Yeah. Number three is Get Out, which was released this year.
Oh,
and
so good.
Mike D?
Yeah, really good.
I'm not even a scary movies, but would I like it?
Yeah, because it's more suspense.
Like
it's
psychological?
Yeah.
Mm. Like, I don't like scary movies, but I like... What's the show on Netflix that I like? Like my favorite
Stranger
show.
Stranger Things?
Black Mirror.
Oh, yeah, that's scary. That's really scary.
Yeah, The Exorcist at number two. It was made in 1973. Number two still.
Wow.
Is that good?
Yeah.
Yep.
Does it hold up?
Yeah, it does.
And then number one is It. It's made $316 million and counting. It was released like 2 months ago.
Hmm.
And you love that too.
I love that one.
This guy loves this scary movie.
I guess I've seen one of those.
Yeah, which one?
Blair Witch.
I guess I saw that one. I think about it. I said I didn't see any of them. I saw Blair Witch.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't a scary movie then. Again, it was like a Nat Geo documentary.
Yeah.
The theater when I saw it, we were like, no, I think it's real. Because
mm-hmm.
they
told us it was real.
They did. Yeah, that's how they marketed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, scariest movie I've ever seen? The 28 Days Later.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Fear of disease.
Yes.
Bobby doesn't like that.
You know what saved the world? I don't want to spoil it, but hand sanitizer. It saved it. Everybody put on hand sanitizer and all the zombies died.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get your bones on Bobby Bones Show. So, there was a girl and she had one of the new iPhone X, the 10, that's not out yet. People just ordered them. And she had one because her dad's an engineer at Apple. And so she made a video and put it online. They fired her dad.
Well, she was with him.
No.
Yeah, but she put it up.
Yeah. She put it on her blog and then on YouTube. And then Apple was like, yeah, that's not supposed to be released. Your dad's fired.
Wow. They fired him.
Man.
Ooh.
She wrote, Dad has the new iPhone X. Look at how big the screen is. You just swipe to go back home.
Mm-hmm.
And so, boop, he's out.
I know. And he admitted to Apple, like, yeah, I did all that.
I wonder why you would get one and give it to your kid.
Well, he was just with her at lunch, and he was showing her all the features. And then
matter.
She was recording it. He even, like, was showing her how they could pay for their meal before the meal even came. Like, there's all these features.
Oh, she is grounded
for life.
Listen to this.
Apple, of course, asked me to take it down, and I took it down right when they asked me to because I respect Apple. I had no idea that this was a violation. He takes full responsibility for letting me film his iPhone 10. Apple let him go. At the end of the day, when you work for Apple, it doesn't matter how good of a person you are. If you break a rule, they just have no tolerance.
Yeah, she's really stepping up. Because her dad got fired, not
Man.
Her.
Man, oh gosh. Dang.
Do you know that cheating in a marriage can be healthy?
I've heard that.
Oh.
Go on.
Well, no, I've heard that.
Yeah?
I have, yeah.
Like, what is healthy about it? Like, explain that to me.
I'm curious to know what Amy thinks. Go ahead.
Well, after, if you've gone through it, you can come out the other side stronger.
Interesting.
Okay, I see that.
There's a relationship expert insists that infidelity doesn't need to mean divorce or breaking up, and it can make a couple stronger. She's a relationship therapist. She says it can reinforce a bond.
Yeah.
Meaning, when someone screws up, they're often reminded, oh, I don't want to lose what I had, and they're re-reminded of the importance of it.
Yes, exactly.
So is she suggesting that you go out and try
no.
it?
No, no.
No.
What she Listen, says, it'll make it
in
stronger.
The end, it does seem like an investment in a stronger relationship.
No, I don't think it's a suggestion. I think it's an offer of hope if you've been through it or you're going through it or something. It's an offer of hope.
Bobby, that's not
you,
what I...
Do you think it can make it stronger?
For me, no.
Yeah.
I'm out. Because I believe you do it once. It's always... It's like a virus.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a wart. You know? I had a wart on my hand once. It'd come back at any time. It could because it's a virus in my body. And so, nah, I believe everybody...
I mean, obviously it's case by case.
Opportunities present themselves, and it's how weak are you at certain points. I do believe that it'd be tough. And who knows what... I've never cheated on anybody, and if people cheated on me, then they hit it really well. But I just don't know if I could get back.
Yeah.
Once Amy stole a dollar from me, I still can't
trust her.
That's right?
No,
I know. Still
can't, but it hasn't made our relationship stronger.
I don't even have a dollar to pay back.
And it's a virus, so she'll do it again.
Oh,
yep. Bobby Bone
Show. Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
So many fun tours just got announced, like Blake Shelton's hitting the road with Brett Eldridge, Kelsey Ballerini with Walker Hayes, and then Thomas Rhett is headed out with Brett Young.
It's kind of like Walker Hayes is my grandkid, even though he's older than me.
Oh, because Kelsey is,
used to open for us,
mm-hmm.
and then Walker's opening for Kelsey.
Yeah.
So it's like Kelsey's the grandkid.
Wow.
Walker's my... Anyway.
Yeah, weird. But yeah, check out these dates. These would be good Christmas presents for people.
Yeah, that's why they put them out right now.
That's why they're all coming out now. So Luke Bryan, imagine you're getting married and Luke Bryan crashes your wedding because that's what he did. He popped a bottle of champagne and had his guitar and played a song, which is pretty awesome.
So he was out with Idol, and good for Luke. I think it's funny. It's in Savannah, Georgia, so obviously there were a bunch of fans of his. Probably for the TV show, though, right?
Yeah, I mean, there was I saw a bunch of hashtags, hashtag the next idol.
Okay.
So it was probably a promotional thing.
Yeah.
But either way, how cool, who cares, promotion or not, he shows up at your wedding.
Let me ask you this, if you're the bride, do you want someone stealing your thunder like that, though?
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
Okay.
I would want Luke Bryan to come play a song at my wedding.
All right, there you go.
Yep, Amy, that's your 30-second skinny.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I know you have the morning corny coming up in a second.
Yeah.
I like to tell you a joke I heard.
Okay.
How did Harry Potter get down the hill?
How did Harry Potter get down the hill?
Walking. JK Rowling.
Oh. JK, JK, JK.
Hit it.
That's
Everybody
a good
hit
one.
That button. That was
yeah.
good.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, do I get the corny?
Yes.
Stick?
Yes.
Come
on.
Shoot. That was really good.
So good.
That was the morning corny.
It wasn't really, but I heard that. I was doing a taping yesterday of a segment called Austin After Hours.
Yeah.
And they were inspired by your morning cornies, and they told me that one. I wanted to share it with you.
That was good. At first, I was like, walking. That's yeah. so. And then you hit me with the JK Rowling.
Yeah. Top three kids' Halloween costumes. Number one, Batman. Number two, princess. And number three, animal.
Okay.
Ed, are your kids going with what again?
The older one is a ghost, and then my little one's a race car driver from Cars 3.
Mm.
Yeah.
What do you do as a ghost? Do you just put a sheet on them and poke holes in it, or is it like a real ghost costume?
Yeah, no, sheet, holes, and then maybe just like a little bit of blood. He's going to want to be a little like scarier
blood.
Than that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like he's not just like a, ooh, I'm going to scare you, boo. He's going to be a ghost.
What happened to the girl as a Casper?
Yeah.
I'm friendly.
I'm surprised that he's letting him have blood.
Stop it.
By the way, there are two podcasts I'd like to recommend to you since it is Halloween. There's one called Inside Psycho, which is the story of one of the scariest movies of all time. And it talks about what happened behind the movie, behind the scenes.
Ooh, okay.
And there's one called Inside the Exorcist, which is like haunted.
No.
So iHeartRadio and search Inside Psycho or Inside the Exorcist. There are two podcasts that we have up there. Hope you check those out.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
So, that new Blake Shelton song called I Lived It, brand new. Gonna play it in a second. But first, the Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
What plants like Halloween the most?
Okay, okay. What plants like Halloween the most?
Bamboo!
That's pretty good. All right, there you go.
That was the Morning Corny.
Let me ask you a personal question. Did you go see your mom's cemetery spot while you were in Austin?
I did.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I haven't ever gone before, so.
So you've never gone?
No, and it's been 3 years, and I've never gone. And obviously, I'm back in Austin. There's been times for me to go, but I just couldn't bring myself to go.
So it was just you couldn't get there yet.
Yeah, I wasn't ready. And I knew that when I went, I had to go on my own time when I was ready, because my sister's already gone. And for me, I just was not ready. But I knew it, the 3-year anniversary-ish time frame, like I just felt like I was ready to go. And I went, and my dad went with me, and then one of my good friends, my sister was out of town, she couldn't go. But I had her on FaceTime.
Your sister?
Yes. Yeah. And luckily I had her on FaceTime, because I got there and I thought I was going to know right where it was, and I didn't. And the office was closed, so I couldn't ask where, like, her exact plot number. And it took me an hour to find her.
You walked around the cemetery for an hour?
Yeah. Me.
Only you can make something like that.
Oh, it was awful. It was
goofy.
Me. No, I know. I almost feel like it's perfect that it happened, because it did lighten the mood a little bit. Because it got to the point where my dad was like, then my dad and I were bickering each other. I'm like, Dad, you said you knew where it is. He's like, I told you I thought I knew where it was. He goes, there's 50,000 people buried in here. Like, and then we're like yelling across the cemetery. And then my sister's on FaceTime, and she's like, okay, go back to the entrance of the cemetery, and we're going to walk through this from the entrance. So we go to the entrance, and we finally walk through it. My sister's like, look for a wind chime and a bench. And I look around, I'm like, there's wind chimes and benches everywhere. So finally, I just stumble upon it. I mean, we knew we were in the hot spot, the area, and I look up, and I'm like, oh my goodness, there it is. There it is. And her headstone was beautiful. My sister did a great job, and I had roses, and I knelt down, and I just placed the flowers there and sat there for a little bit, and it was definitely weird, and it made it very real, but it was good, and I'm glad I went, you know?
That's good.
And I'm glad I had the comedic relief of not being able to find her, because that helped me, because I was definitely a little bit of a hot mess.
It's weird, man. So when my mom died, and my mom's, like, I don't know, what do you, death anniversary? It was like a week ago,
yeah,
or so.
Yeah, ours are around the same time.
Yeah. And so, but we cremated her and put her ashes out.
So do you go visit
no,
that?
No, I don't feel like that's a thing.
I don't know.
Like, I don't know why I don't feel like that's a thing, but I don't feel like that's a thing.
Okay.
But no.
Well, you could.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I could, but.
Yeah. Well, you just have to do what's right for you.
Anyway, personal question.
Yeah.
I figure you care.
Well, can I ask a personal question since we're on personal question
things?
Well,
I just gave you a personal answer to something else.
Oh, okay. Did I use up my personal question card?
I don't know. It depends. What's your personal question?
Well, I just didn't know where we were with Lindsay, or where, if y'all are talking or not talking. I know I got to see her because I did yoga.
Oh, you're going
with
there.
Well, yes, because I know that it's hard
both y'all, and we haven't really talked about it, and a lot of times with you, you open up more in front of the microphone because that's your safe this is your safe space, your safe place. Like, this is where you feel more open to talk. So I'm kind of coming at you with it.
So, Lindsay and I broke up a few weeks ago. We've talked in some, or texted. Texting's talking to me.
Oh, okay.
In some way, we've only seen each other a couple of times. We've talked or FaceTimed like every second or third day. Because you're talking about a best friend, too.
But yeah.
And some days we just text. She did hit me with the, hey, is it cool if I go see Dusty, my dog? And,
yeah.
I wasn't there. And I was like, of course you can go see my dog. Like, of course. I mean, she loves that dog. And she also knows he's sick and he has cancer. And she loves that dog. So.
Well, that's good that.
Yeah, is nothing bad. People think there's some hidden thing. There's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It just became the stress of her trying to be an artist and people penalizing it. But we're not together anymore. So please, every radio station that's been blackballing her, feel free to not blackball her anymore because we're not together. You have effectively broken us up. So please.
Dang.
What?
I don't like it when you say it like that.
But that being said, if I like player songs, I'm not playing my girlfriend's songs anymore.
That's very true.
Like, this song's called Criminal. It's not even a radio song. Let's just listen to a little bit of it. Just because we can. Yeah, I'm just playing an artist I like, you know? What's the difference, huh?
I don't know. Y'all aren't dating.
Yeah, that's right. I'm just going to play a little bit of verse and chorus. This is called Criminal.
I don't want to close my eyes. Why pretend I'm going to sleep, but I know damn well I'm going to keep laying you wide awake. Waiting for the breath you take to come back. I can't relax. I'm a tiger pacing my cage. Cocked like a 12 gauge. Feeling like a teenage crush. You're the rush. You're the habit I can never get enough of. Boy, what you do to me is criminal. Baby, when I look in those eyes, I feel like going through stoplights, looking at the cops like I got nothing to lose. Yeah, boy, got me burning like a matchstick. Take me to the edge and one step past it. It ain't right, it ain't typical. Oh, what you do to me is criminal.
There you go, sing it. Wheelhouse.
I'm sorry.
There you go. Keep it going. This is the random artist, Lindsay L.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, time for our knock knock tournament. So today's National Knock Knock Day. It's Halloween, too.
Yeah.
So we're going to do knock knock joke tournament, and winner moves on. First up, producer Raymond versus me.
Ooh.
Winner moves on.
Ooh.
Producer Raymond, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right, hit me with that joke.
All right, knock knock.
Who's there?
The
who?
It's a great band, isn't it? I like it.
Amy, name one The Who song.
Yeah, they played the Super Bowl.
Okay, 8 years ago. Stop it. Okay, my turn. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
No, Ray's got to do it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, guys.
Knock, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Daisy.
Daisy who?
They see me rolling. They hating.
Oh, you have music.
Wow.
Bones has music.
There are no rules.
Yeah.
There
you go. Ray, you should have been in a clip of The Who.
That was funny.
Morgan, number two, who is the winner?
I'm going to have to go with you, Bobby.
Oh, sure.
Thank you very much. They see me rolling. All right. Next up, round number two, Amy versus Lunchbox.
Ooh.
You will do each other's Who's There. Okay.
Right.
Lunchbox, go ahead.
Oh, you want me to go first? Oh,
go ahead, Lunchbox.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Smell mop.
Smell my poo.
Gross. No thanks.
Oh, boy.
Oh, goodness.
Okay.
All right.
He loved that.
Amy loved it, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Amy, go ahead.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Joe.
Joe who?
Joe Mama.
Okay.
No way.
They're the weakest. They're the weakest.
Joe Mama? That's awesome. Are you joking? Wait, what? Sorry we didn't have clips.
Okay. Morgan, number two, pick the winner of those two.
Yeah, Joe Mama.
Yeah, that's a little hard, but I'm going to have to go with Lunchbox.
Yeah!
What?
Moving on! Moving
on! Are you joking?
Hey, good, good
tip. Smell my poo?
She must like that poo humor.
Yeah.
That must be her type
of
humor. Okay, so we'll come back for the championship round. We play the song. And it's Lunchbox versus me. Is that right?
That's it.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Okay, Lunchbox. And by the way, the judges are now Amy and Raymond. They're in the judging
team. Great.
Too.
I already have Amy gets song. Me.
The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones.
All right, National Knock Knock Championships are today. The final two competitors are Lunchbox and myself. Lunchbox, you're up. Go ahead.
Knock knock.
Who is there?
Cows go.
Cows go who?
No, you fool. Cows go moo.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Woo! Was that one over your head? You didn't get it or what?
Come on. Over it.
I mean, okay. You were like stunned. You're like, wait, I don't get it. Oh, Cal's not. Oh, got it. Okay. I'm ready. Do I get to go two? Do you do two jokes in the final round?
No, just one.
Oh, okay, because I had another one. It was good.
Yeah, you didn't think it was good either, huh?
No, I have plenty.
Now he's begging for another one.
Let's go. I have another one.
Go ahead. Right.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
A door.
A door who?
A door is between us. Open up.
What?
Oh, my goodness.
That one's over your head.
All right, let's get our judges. Morgan, number two.
Man, I don't know what it is. I think Lunchbox is making me laugh. I'm going to go with Lunch.
Yeah!
Woo! What? Nobody even laughed at his. Yeah,
no one laughed at yours,
not funny at all, Morgan.
No one laughed at yours.
Amy?
I liked your delivery. I'm going with, a door is between us. Open up.
1-1.
Open up.
Raymond, final call in the championship here.
I got to go Bones. I've heard Lunchboxes like 10 times.
Yeah! Thank you very much.
Hey, you guys are such wimps. Let me tell you. You guys are scared to vote against your boss. I mean, that was probably
the... Oh, come on.
That was probably the worst joke in the whole competition, and you gave him the championship on it. Oh, my goodness.
Victory lap.
Okay, go.
Amy, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Dozen.
Dozen who?
Does anybody want to open and let me in? It's cold out here.
Does anybody? Okay.
Oh, yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. You guys gave that the championship.
No, that was the victory lap.
I'll say like,
hey, don't vote on that one.
Yeah.
I already won. Lunchbox, give us your extra one.
Oh, you want my? Oh, yeah. You ready?
Oh, yeah.
Knock, knock.
Go ahead.
Knock, knock.
Who's there? Oh, my goodness.
Who's there?
I eat mop.
No. Don't say it.
That's funny. See,
no,
you
it's not the same
say?
Joke. It's the same joke as the last one.
It is?
Yeah, it is, Amy.
It's a poo joke. It's another poo joke.
Yeah.
I eat my poo.
Okay. Oh, gross, man. That's way too much information.
Oh, all my right. God.
Ah! Who's there?
Spell.
Spell who?
Okay. W-H-O.
Knock, knock.
Okay.
Raymond, do you have one that you didn't use?
Oh, yeah, right here. You ready? Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Amos.
Amos who?
Amosquito.
Amos.
Amos.
All right, we're drunk.
Amosquito.
Amosquito.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
We check all the social medias, and we do a segment called That's Rude. This is from Instagram, and Adam said this. Amy's M&M Halloween costume is about as sexy as my grandmother in a one-piece bathing suit.
Dang.
Well, that's rude?
Yeah.
Is that rude?
Jamie on Facebook writes, please, Lunchbox, do not reproduce. We have enough idiots in the world.
Oh.
Man, that's rude. Yeah.
By the way, I will say, kind of a big announcement yesterday that Lunchbox said they were trying to have kids.
Yeah, he said it like as an adult.
As he didn't make any sports analogy or try to make a joke. He said, yes, we're trying to have, try to have kids.
Right.
Daryl on Twitter writes, Eddie won't let his kids have Facebook, but he rewards them with soda. Hashtag bad dad.
Okay, real funny, Daryl. Yeah.
That's right. Rico on Twitter writes, if Bobby can get paid for being a professional broadcaster, I can get paid for watching TV. Anything's possible.
Oh, that's rude.
Oh, you like that one?
No, that's rude.
All right, there you go. That's something called That's Rude. Police say a woman robbed a bank in Long Island while her 6-year-old daughter waited in a taxi.
Oh, that's sad.
Oh. Yeah. Police say the 28-year-old entered a Chase bank and gave the teller a note, said, give me the money. They said the teller handed over the money, and she got in the taxi and went off, and her police stopped the taxi, and the 6-year-old was inside. Dang. It's not clear exactly the situation. I would assume it wasn't good. I'm assuming she wasn't like a bank robber who had planned a perfect heist.
Or that doesn't sound like canceled. It.
Or her sitter canceled. Is that what you said?
Yeah. Maybe.
Amy.
I just hope she... I feel bad that she had to take her daughter, but...
No, she just shouldn't have robbed the bank.
You're missing the point.
Yeah, I think you're...
By the way, the point is, I don't like that she put her daughter in that situation.
I think Lunchbox is going to be a good dad.
Yeah.
A dirty dad.
I mean, just like not clean.
I mean, his house is disgusting.
Yeah.
I wonder if that will change him.
I don't think you understand. No, kids make things dirty, so what's the big deal?
Like, there we go.
That they make a mess, so why would you clean up all the time? And same thing with having dogs. I have dogs that go in and out, and so they make a mess. It's hard to keep it clean, guys. I don't know why you are so obsessed with keeping things clean. Why waste my time spending hours a week cleaning when I can be doing whatever I want, napping, going on walks, going to the park, you know, whatever, doing something else that is more enjoyable.
Going on walks.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, I take my dogs for walks.
Like, you're breathing in that stuff, you know, that's why people dust and clean and vacuum and... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so in a year, well, what is today, October 31st, Halloween? I wonder if by next Halloween...
He'd have a baby?
I wonder if everybody has babies by next Halloween.
Oh, that'd be so great.
What do you mean by everybody?
For sure.
I mean,
yeah. Bobby. Amy, Bobby, Ray.
Ray.
Morgan's. Both of them.
Mike D. Mike D. Everybody.
I wonder what the over-under is on babies. Eddie has two kids. I mean, five.
So, oh, five.
Would you say more than five by 1 year from now? Over-under.
Yeah, five. Yeah, five.
You just go with five?
Yeah, five.
You with two.
Yep, Eddie with two.
And somebody else has one.
Lunchbox has one.
You think it's Lunchbox?
Yeah.
Listen, I'm a man about town. You never know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
are you? Six are bones. You lonely? Are you the man about town? I cannot keep up.
He just says those big words to make himself feel not lonely, but he's really
what
lonely.
What big words do I say?
Man about town. Man like you're the big man town. Out of town.
That's those are
Which those one are of those words is big?
About?
Yeah. Man okay. about town. Town.
How many? Which one has the most letters?
About
thank
five
you.
Letters.
That's why I said it's the big one.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Show.
So, Eddie, you're taking the kids out trick or treating tonight?
Of course. Yeah.
Do you let them watch scary movies at all?
Well, they don't like scary movies, but I kind of make them on Halloween. It's like my tradition that I've started.
What do you have them watch?
Well, old Halloween movies, like not even like Freddy Krueger stuff, like old stuff, like Dracula's Bride, all the black and white films from like the 1930s.
That sounds terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my
Ew.
Goodness,
why?
What a lame dad.
That's so...
A black and white movie to a 9-year-old right now?
Yeah. I can't even imagine.
I can't show him like the real stuff. Like he'd freak out.
No Keith Teeth, dude.
Can't
no Teeth Keith is Lunchbox's old man friend. When Lunchbox was a kid, Lunchbox had an old man friend who would take him and do all this private stuff with him.
Yeah, wow. And he would show us scary movies, turn off all the lights, make sure all the doors and windows were locked, and we'd watch Freddy Krueger, all that, when I was 8, 9 years old. So if you want your kid to get into scary movies, now is the time.
Don't tell people that.
So No Teeth Keith... He didn't have any kids.
He had no kids, and he was a coach at the ball field, and he hung around, and for a little while, he lived in an apartment, like, right above the bathrooms. Like, there was a...
What?
They made a... It used to be the umpiring room, but they made it into an apartment, and he looked over the fields.
Oh, he lived at the ballpark. Wow.
Yeah, for a little bit.
Can I just say this? By the way, Arkansas Keith and No Teeth Keith, not the same person.
Not related.
No. No Teeth Keith was... How much older was he than you?
Oh, he's... 30 years older than me. I mean, he's about my parents' age. I'd say a little couple years older.
And so he would just hang out with kids randomly.
Yeah, and he'd offer to take us to the coast. He'd take us to the slab. I mean,
on road
to the coast.
The slab.
slab is a watering hole where it's like natural body slides. Like the water, you just lay down and it takes you. It's awesome.
So this man, who's 30 years older than you, would you just take like one-on-one?
To the natural watering hole.
He would take you one-on-one, or if other kids wanted to go, he welcomed all the kids to go. And like he would always say at the end of the baseball season, hey, you know, we're going to go down to the coast. And ask my parents if we can go to the coast and take some of the kids down there.
So would you like go and like just get in your shorts and just go?
And go swimming and everything. And yeah, all that. And we'd watch
movies.
Didn't
he used to like take you like in the woods for cherry pie?
What? No. One day he did come over and he goes, kid, what do you got going on? Nothing. Well, get in the car. Let's go. And he doesn't tell you where you're going. And then I'm halfway there. It's about 45 minutes later. I'm like, kid, where are we going? Kid, don't worry about it. We're going to go get the best apple pie you've ever had. Keith, we're not driving an hour. Kid, just relax. And we get there and we eat the apple pie and we turn around and come back. And he goes, wasn't that the most wonderful thing you've ever had? And he still talks about that apple pie to this day.
Wow.
And nobody thought it was weird.
No, like I mean, I'm sure there's probably some people, but I mean, there was nothing weird about it. He used to work at the Texan market. Like, he used to work at the gas station and, I mean, on North Lamar. He was great. I'm telling you, it was amazing. Best baseball coach you could ever have. He would come sometimes with his face painted half blue, half white, and he would be fired up, ready to win. I mean, he was all about it. He was all about winning and all about the kids.
And he would, like, take kids out and teach them how to drive.
Oh, yeah. That's how I learned how to drive, is on the country roads when I was, like, 13 or 14. He would take us out in the car, and he'd have us
and
drive.
Not tell your parents, though.
Oh, not tell our parents. No. One time he had a group of kids. He was driving. One was 14. He goes, have you driven? He goes, yeah. And he gets in the car, and the kid's swerving all over the road. And they get pulled over, and the cop comes up and, like, takes Keith back to the cop car and comes back up and goes, do you guys know that guy? And one of the kids goes, no, I don't know him, officer.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Bad joke. Bad joke. But it all got straightened out.
So the officer thought that was kind of weird too, huh?
Well, he was just a little suspicious because there was a car full of kids driving and Keith was sitting in shotgun.
Makes sense.
So the police officer thought it was a little weird that there was a way adult man with no teeth with a bunch of kids, and none of those kids were his. They weren't.
No, none of the kids were his, and he was letting them drive underage.
Oh. So but it all got worked out.
Oh yeah, it all got worked out. And
it was a misunderstanding.
That's what I'd say. Yeah. A misunderstanding. Yes, that's.
And parents would let No Teeth Keith take their kids to the coast. How long a drive was that?
Oh, 5 hours, and I mean,
easily.
Yeah, easily. And I mean, as a kid, I don't remember how long it was, but then you'd stay for 2 or 3 days and turn around and come back.
Just you and Keith and the
kids.
Oh, and the other kids. Oh my goodness.
Eddie, would you ever?
No, Bones. Yeah, no. This story is outrageous. No way.
Huh. But he's a helicopter dad. You have to understand that.
Eddie is. So he should let his kids go with men who have no kids.
I mean, guys, you act like my parents didn't know him. My parents know. I mean, they trusted him, and it's sort of like trusting a school teacher.
No, I don't let a kid go with a school teacher by themselves, though.
Oh, my teachers in elementary school used to have slumber parties. But only for the good kids that, like, I never really got invited. But
yeah, well, Lunchbox, thank you for your story. I had a whole other segment planned, but I just I get so down the No Teeth Keith rabbit hole.
I'm telling you, Keith, the one thing Keith loves, No Teeth Keith. Kid, I love Halloween, and I love scary movies.
He loved the kids. Halloween. Yeah. All right. There's that. The Bobby Bones Show. Let's go. All right. Here's the game. I'll give you the generic plot to a scary movie. You just have to name the movie. Got it?
Okay.
All right. Three film students vanish after traveling into a forest to film a documentary.
Do you chime in?
It's just you, yeah.
Oh, Blair Witch Project.
Blair Witch Project is correct. Nice work. One down. That was just kind of the easy one. Number two. Children in a small town are mysteriously disappearing one by one. A group of 7 kids are united by their terrifying and strange encounters with an evil circus characters.
It?
Yeah.
I've never seen it. Just guessed.
Number three. A journalist must investigate a mysterious videotape which seems to cause the death of anyone watching it.
Candyman.
No, The Ring.
The Ring.
Candyman.
know.
What was the Candyman?
The doctor or something, wasn't
he? Well, all I know is my sister, after we watched it, which clearly I can't remember what it was about, really, she just went in the bathroom and said, Candyman, 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 to the mirror. Oh, I was scared.
Several people are hunted by a cruel serial killer who preys on them in their dreams.
Hold on. Jason.
Nightmare on Elm Street. Freddy Krueger.
Oh, okay. Those are the same to me. Freddy Krueger and Jason.
But they're not.
I know they're not.
Yeah.
Because Jason wears a mask.
A teenage girl who's possessed by a mysterious entity. Her mother seeks the help of two priests to save.
Exorcist.
Nice. You ever see that one?
Nope.
Movie's kind of, I mean, this music's kind of
music's
creepy,
scaring
huh?
me, man.
I hate haunted houses. They play this kind of stuff in haunted houses? People jump out of haunted, I don't like haunted houses. Are you guys haunted house fans at all?
No.
Love them.
I don't mind it. Yeah.
You love them, Lunchbox?
Yeah, they're so fun. It is so exciting to go in there and just be, to freak out, like be scare yourself and have someone jump out because you have no idea what's coming. So enjoyable.
Enjoyable.
Yeah, I don't like enjoyable.
Yeah, I know.
I don't like to be scared. Brothers Osborne, you live next to them. Are they decorating their house for Halloween?
Yep, totally. They hooked it up.
They did? Yeah. Better than you?
Yeah, they interchanged or they put up, light bulbs on the porch to like orange and red, and then they carve pumpkins. I mean, I feel like changing your light bulbs, that's dedication. I don't have anything. I have a pumpkin my friend dropped off, but that's more for fall. It's not carved.
Oh, yeah. You didn't decorate the garage at all, or the Taj Mahal garage?
No, that's not decorated. I would say Brothers Osborne, they're tastefully decorated. My neighbor's down the street with the body in the trash can, not so much.
Oh, it's still out?
Yeah, like I feel like they're going to keep it up. They put so much work into that, they better keep it up for a while.
Did you hear the conspiracy theory? By the way, Lunchbox thinks someone's out to get him because he found a nail next to his tire, so he thinks that someone's putting it.
What?
Trying to,
yeah, or there's construction somewhere.
Yeah. He also brought it in as proof. He brought a nail in just to show us it was the nail.
Okay.
Yeah, no, someone, an angry listener, tried to get me because it was in front of my front tire when I would drive forward because I don't have a garage, so I don't back up. I pull out. And so they put it right next to my front driver's side tire, and it was sticking up. Oh. And there's no construction on my street, so you're going to tell me the wind brought the nail a couple blocks over some fences and trees and bushes and landed perfectly facing up right in front of my tire. Doubt it.
So a listener knows where you live.
I mean, someone maybe followed me home. I go inside. They stick the nail there. I don't know. Maybe something. Someone's out to get me.
I mean, I'm not going to tell you the wind did it, but...
Or just somebody is being a jerk and they didn't know it was you.
Yeah. Kids.
Or it's like there, somehow the nail got dropped there, fell out of the bed of a truck, something.
No, he even brought the nail. Just in case you're wondering, he brought the nail to prove.
Well, should have it, you should get it fingerprinted.
Oh!
The nail. Yeah.
Think about that, Lunchbox.
I don't know if the police would waste their time fingerprinting it because nothing happened. If it would have put gone in the tire, then we would have had a case.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Bobby Bones.
Yesterday, we're talking about the story where the guy says he doesn't have a cat, but he did an experiment. He just kept saying the word cat food and talked about cat food, just cat food. And all of a sudden, Facebook started showing cat food ads. He's like, there's no way. They're listening to us.
Mm-hmm.
So our producer, Morgan number one, our main producer, what were you doing?
I was telling somebody I liked their sunglasses. And I asked what kind they were, and they told me the brand name was Diff Eyewear. And I swear, like, I haven't Googled it, I haven't looked it up. It's all over the place in my Facebook and my Instagram ads today.
Are you now convinced that because they heard that word, it advertised to you?
Well, my phone was on me at the time, so I'm kind of putting that together.
Oh,
but this
100%.
Happens a lot, like, all the time.
I always really just thought it was things I was looking up, or I was looking up something and it goes, well, you may also like this. I never thought about it. I think the government probably listens to us. I never thought that Facebook was.
Mm-hmm. They are.
Oh, that stinks. You want to hear the Lunchbox embarrassing himself story?
Yes, I've been waiting.
Okay, so where's the VIP area that you guys go to, Ray?
Patron Platinum Club at Bridgestone, the hockey arena.
Yep.
So they go watch the Nashville Predator hockey team, and they get up into some VIP area called the Patron Club.
Yeah, and pretty much anybody has access to it.
No, not everybody. It says Patron Platinum Club on your ticket. It says you got access, like you're VIP. So we go rolling in, and there's all this food, like a spread of food, and I'm talking shrimp as big as your face. And I was like, well, if there's one thing I like, it's shrimp. So I went up and I started
grabbing. But it was obvious. There's people in suits. They're dressed up. They're sitting down at tables. And then there's the buffet area. And lunch has got like a foam finger and a predator shirt on. And he walks through all the people dressed up in their seats and goes straight to the shrimp and starts eating one. And the dude yelled, the guy's like, sir, sir, please put that shrimp down. Did you make reservations? And we just booked it then. When we saw him eating from the shrimp table, we're like, oh my gosh. And so he already had one in his mouth. And he's like, no, can I get some more shrimp? And he's like, sir, sir, this is for people that only have reservations. What are you doing? And so it was the most embarrassing thing I've ever experienced. He put his hand on people's shrimp that were there on like a 5-star dinner.
Lunchbox?
I didn't realize it was. I thought it was once you were in the Patron Platinum Club, I thought you were part of the party. And so I went for the shrimp. It was laying out there. I thought it was, hey, come and get me. It's here to eat. And it looked really good. And
did you pay for it?
No, because they stopped me after I ate one. I was like, oh, my bad. And I grabbed a couple cookies, put them in my pocket, and bailed out of there.
Oh, no. You took food to go?
Funny. Who's passing out candy tonight, by the way?
I'll be trick-or-treating. I don't know if I'll be passing, because kids don't really come to my house. They don't really make it that far.
And Eddie will be taking his kids trick-or-treating.
Yeah, and we'll leave a bucket, but man, that's I hate doing it, but we'll probably do it tonight.
No, you just put a little note that says, please
take
one. Yeah,
they don't listen. They don't listen. Yeah. They don't follow the note.
I'll pass out candy.
Oh, yeah. I know. I feel like the Grinch. Like, I haven't bought any, mainly because I don't want to eat it. If I do end up buying some, I'm going to have to buy something I totally do not like. Because I don't want to eat it.
So, dots?
Basically. But then the kids are going to not like me because I'm giving them dots.
How disgusting are those dots?
They're so terrible.
Like, it's the worst.
I know.
Like, the worst are dots and then those
candy corns.
Grandma ones.
Oh, Bitto Honey?
Bitto Honey.
I love Bitto Honey.
It's so good.
Bitto Honey's so terrible.
No, the ones that are bad are just the ones that are wrapped in the orange
the
and
taffy,
black paper.
Yeah.
Like, what? I don't even know what that is.
Well, those are cheap. I mean, so if you want to pass out candy, those are definitely, I think, the more affordable way to do it. Because candy can get so expensive.
You can.
Bitto Honey, what's wrong with people? Just turn your light off.
What?
Instead of giving out Bitto Honey, just go to bed, okay? This has been a public service announcement at the Bobby Bones Show.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So do you want to sleep an extra 84 minutes each night?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah, you'll take it. But I mean, I guess the study shows on average the people would get extra 84 minutes.
Go ahead.
I'll take it. We need to just drink some cherry juice before we go to bed. If you drink it an hour before bed, it'll help you sleep more.
Who made this study? The Cherry Juice Organic Farmers of America?
Probably. Yeah. Probably cherry producers.
This is my issue with all these stories that come out that tell us how to better our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Is that there's a scientific study that comes out that's often backed by a group that needs to sell whatever they're
Oh, for sure.
And then in 3 months, the other group puts out a study and goes, well, that was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
In order to live longer, you need to smoke cigarettes. And we're like, wait, now I'm so confused.
I know.
So that sounds novel. I like cherries. I like cherry pie.
And I would probably opt for like an unsweetened cherry juice. That way you don't put a bunch of sugar into your system before bed. Got to pay attention to that.
By the way, cigarettes are so gross to me.
Yeah, they are.
And I know some of our listeners smoke, and I would just like to say, bleh. That's all I like to say. They're so gross. My mom smoked, and maybe that's why it's so gross to me. I just can't even be around it. And it hurts your pets. We talked about that, how, bleh. So, but anyway, on a like more of an empathetic level, if you're a smoker out there, I'd just like to say, bleh. Okay, go ahead, Amy.
Have you heard about the big cheeseburger emoji debate?
I saw it on the news yesterday, and I was like, first of all, here's what was happening. All the Russia stuff was happening, and the FBI was arresting people. And I was flipping through channels, seeing what everybody was covering. And, of course, MSNBC, far left, was like, Russia. CNN, not as far left as NBC, but a little left of the right, was like, Russia. Then I went to Fox News, and they were like, cheeseburger debate.
Yeah.
And I was like,
they're like, Russia what?
They're like,
there's a Russia controversy?
That's where I saw it.
Yes. So Google emojis, they put the cheese on top of the burger, and the Apple, you know, your iPhone emoji, puts it on the bottom of the burger. So then there's like a big debate.
That's the debate?
Where do you put the cheese when you grill a burger? You put it on top, duh.
That shouldn't even be on the news, even if Russia was happening.
But why does Apple have the cheese on the bottom? When you're grilling, where do you put your cheese?
Top.
Well, it depends. Sometimes I put the cheese on and then do the upside down burger.
Okay. Never mind.
I don't grill. I mean, nothing about
you
me.
You used to grill?
No. I had a grill and I left it on for like 4 days accidentally because I had it on my back porch.
Yeah.
Like, what did it happen? I go in my bedroom and I'm like, man, I'm going to go outside and let the dog out. And I was like, it sure is warm out here. Because it was like a 30 degree day. And like, it's warm. And I like down my grill's on. It's in my back porch. And I was like, huh. It was like a Thursday. I was like, I haven't even thought about this grill since Sunday. It had been on since Sunday.
Yeah.
Lucky my house didn't blow up.
Yeah, you're lucky.
Yeah, but my cheese goes on the bottom.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I put cheese on top. So Lunchbox is going to be so excited about this show that's coming to MTV on November 27th. It's called Florabama Shore. Lunchbox, do you know about it?
No, they have not showed previews. What is this about?
Okay, well, it's a Southern accented revamp of the old school reality show Jersey Shore. So Jersey Shore in Alabama.
But it's they've already tried this, though.
Florabama Shore.
And what network?
MTV, November 27th is the premiere, so I thought Lunchbox maybe would want to mark his calendar. And maybe even Ray, because Ray was really into the whole gym tan laundry thing.
But they also were, like, in their 20s.
This is going to be awesome.
Oh, great.
He's still into it. All right. There's people that might be. And lastly, since we're talking about TV, House of Cards is pretty much donezo. The final episodes are set for early 2018. Netflix has confirmed that the sixth season, which is currently in production, will be its last.
And for a couple of reasons.
Yeah.
One, life's crazier than the show. And two, there's a lot of bad stuff that happened with Kevin Spacey where it's just like, yeah, you should probably go ahead and cut that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, can I say something?
Do
you mind if I take a second?
Yeah.
I was listening to iHeartRadio back to this segment on the show. I like this segment.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, that's all. I'm done.
Have you figured out a way we should close this segment?
No, you just say we have this button.
Okay. We have this button.
Yeah. Go ahead.
We have this button.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones.
So Eddie, our producer, has two kids. And his youngest, Eddie Jr., just turned 4 years old. That's a big birthday. What'd you guys do for the party?
Oh, man. We went to a bouncy place because that's what he likes to do. Every time they have birthdays, we ask him, like, what do you want to do? And he's like, I want to go to the bouncy place. And then so they got a little private room in the back and all the kids jumped while all his parents just hung out and talked.
Did you jump at all?
No. I don't do that anymore. Like, I realize that I'm a little too old for that. I don't want to hurt myself.
Lunchbox's wife went and she jumped and fell and her ankle, it swelled up bigger than I've ever seen a human ankle before. And she was an adult. Like, it was awful.
Oh, grown up adult. I mean, four bounces in after paying the money, signing the release form. One, two, three, four. Down she goes. And I was just like, seriously? Four bounces in? Four bounces
in? You weren't like, are you hurt? You were like, this cost me all that money for four bounces.
Can I get a refund?
No, I looked at my buddy Garrett and I was like, are you serious? Four bounces? And I was frustrated. I was. And I maybe I'm a terrible human, but I feel like other people react the same way. But I did help carry her to the car, put her in the car. I drove her home, put some ice on it, and she was on crutches for a little bit, and it was disgusting. And I've never been back.
Yeah, it's not really an adult thing.
Is it not? I was thinking maybe I should do my birthday party then.
Oh, you would tear every muscle. Yeah. All the muscles.
I have a mini trampoline I work out on at home.
All the muscles would be torn. That's okay. Not for adults. Do they even have those they used to be really all over the place for a while.
There's one that's just amazing. It's so huge. It's probably the size of like five warehouses, and you can jump nonstop from one side of the place to the other one. It's awesome.
Oh, I'm going.
Yeah. And okay. They have these foam pits, and you can push all the kids in the foam pits, and they love it.
Amy going to one of those places is a straight-up documentary.
For sure. Straight up, you're going to get hurt, Amy.
Yes.
Okay.
Like, follow along as Amy's journey to tearing which muscle.
I've never hurt myself like that. I mean, I have bruises, but I have some hamstring issues, but I've never broken a bone or anything.
Knock on wood. There it is.
Yeah!
Bobby Bones
Show.
That's a wrap. Thanks for hanging out with us here on Tuesday. I'm on Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. I wish we all had similar names. At Radio Amy.
Yeah.
What if you get out of radio? What are you going to do?
I have no idea. I've actually thought about that.
Getting out of radio?
What if? I thought about the what if I got
what
out
if
of radio.
What if I got out of radio? What if I changed my Instagram name?
Yeah, like what if I'm not in radio anymore? Will I still be Radio Amy?
Maybe you should just get in like CB. Like you should take up a hobby of CB radios.
I'm doing a nickel down the highway.
What? Dang.
Wow.
You do know talk.
I do. Hey, I can do CB radio talk.
What's your 20 over there?
Yeah. Yeah. That means where are you?
That's right.
I know.
Dang.
Yeah.
Amy's doing a nickel down the highway.
I know.
All right. We got to go. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Appreciate it. Appreciate everybody being here. This show is so stupid. By this show, I mean us.
You.
Me. I mean me. All right. See you guys on Wednesday. Goodbye. The Bobby Bones Show.